AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A huge settlement has been reached nearly 5 years after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
The settlement covers both environmental and economic damage caused by the BP spill. $18.7 billion. If approved by a federal judge, federal officials say it would be the largest settlement with a single entity in U.S. history. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi says settling now makes good sense.
Instead of battling through a litigation black hole, we have now forged ahead.
The settlement likely will end major litigation after the spill. Some environmental groups say the oil giant is getting off easy. I'm Tony Winton.
Fiat Chrysler is being accused of failing to keep safety regulators informed of its actions on critical recalls affecting millions of vehicles.
Fiat Chrysler's failure to provide timely, accurate, and complete information to NHTSA on its recall impedes our ability to do our job.
And government safety official Jennifer Timian told a public hearing today, consumers have also had repeated problems getting any information on recalls. Thousands of people within a two-mile radius of a CSX train derailment in Tennessee have been ordered out of their homes and businesses. The train was carrying a flammable and toxic substance when it derailed and caught fire near the town of Maryville. More fallout from the deaths of two black suspects who were killed in a barrage of gunfire in Cleveland. Five white police supervisors have now been charged with misdemeanors and are accused of failing to stop the chase that led to the gunfire. A white officer was acquitted in the deaths of the suspects. Another Democrat throws his hat into the ring for the 2016 presidential nomination. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb has announced he'll challenge Hillary Rodham Clinton for the party's nomination. Webb is a Vietnam veteran and served as Navy Secretary under President Ronald Reagan. He served one term in the Senate as a Democrat. This is AP Radio News. One person is dead, four young people injured following a stabbing attack at an apartment complex in a Cincinnati suburb. No word on what may have sparked that attack. Whole Foods has apologized for overcharging for some products.
Whole Foods CEOs John Mackey and Walter Robb apologized to customers in a YouTube video after a New York investigation found the grocer routinely overcharged for some produce and meats. Robb says the errors were unintentional.
And we know they're unintentional because the mistakes are both in the customer's favor and sometimes not in the customer's favor.
They say staff will get better training in properly weighing food. They promised to hire an independent auditor, and they said any customers at any Whole Foods store anywhere in the country who find packages misweighed can have those packages for free. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is usually a big week at the box office as folks taking time off for the holiday look for things to do with the family. So far, Magic Mike XXL is narrowly outstripping Terminator Genesis in popularity. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.